The idea for high-performing organizations, HPOs for short, dates back 6 or 8 years. And the basic idea was that if a government organization could prove it could re-engineer itself and save money, it could avoid a public-private competition. The A76 competitions that I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with.
And are so,
and that
so
was
popular.
A carrot for, yeah, that was a carrot for seeking to become an HPO.
Some of the lessons that are in here might actually be relevant, particularly today, as agencies are looking to actually bring people in. As they're insourcing stuff, there may be some lessons learned from what DOD in particular has done with these high-performing organizations.
We couldn't agree more, but we found in our work that there was some problems with the information that is being gathered to assess the programs, and we think there's some improvements that could be made there.
It seems like the biggest thing we miss in these things is we don't have the data to actually do a good assessment of these, and that was the big finding coming out of this.
Well, absolutely. We looked at the annual performance reports from the high-performing organizations, and we found several things that concerned us. For example, half of the reports that had been submitted thus far failed to include information that was required. For example, things like customer satisfaction or the skills or of their workforce. But some of the data that was actually in the workforce in the reports didn't withstand scrutiny. Now, I'll give you a couple examples, but I'm not going to name the specific HPOs because we want to protect the anonymity of the employees that we talk to.
Sure, absolutely.
But in one instance, we looked at an HPO's annual report that claimed savings, but when we had visited the site, we got the rest of the story. The savings were actually the result of 300 vacant positions, and those vacancies were not really the result of the re-engineering effort associated with the HPO process, but were really due to high turnover and a slow, lengthy hiring process. In another location, the annual report claimed $6 million in savings, but failed to explain the extra costs that had been incurred when they had to hire several hundred temporary workers as a workaround when an automation project failed.
It seemed like they didn't have the data to back up some of the final results that they came. It struck me that this is one of these typical government issues, typical organizational issues, where you weren't measuring the actual result that you wanted. You weren't saying, okay, this is the result. Instead you went to, okay, we had cost savings, and then you didn't have the data to back that up.
Well, it's hard to say how this would have played out, but there was a wrinkle last year when Congress put a moratorium on the A76 competitions.
Right.
And, you know, I was talking about the carrot of becoming the reason why organizations would want to become an HPO. Well, the stick was that they could avoid an A76 competition. And so as the program...
And part of that process was you had to show savings, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You made performance commitments and show that you could be more efficient and save money. And so when the moratorium came into being, it put the initiative in a kind of a bureaucratic limbo. So it affected the way this is playing out.
Now, you did find the DOD, and particularly the Office of the Secretary of Defense, has put out, they've done a good job in terms of putting out policies, describing how you create these things, and some of that kind of stuff. The DOD's done a pretty good job.
They did issue some guidance. There was some guidance that stayed in draft for a while, and I think that could have been improved. But I think more to the point is that at this point, DOD needs to gather reliable information, address some of the issues I talked about earlier, and then use that information to assess the initiative. This was required by the original legislation. The idea of a pilot is to test things and see how it works. Now, DOD acknowledged our findings, partially concurred in the lingo that we use with our recommendation, and is planning on taking some steps. But they were pretty upfront about the fact that their interest in the program is waning. DOD, in fact, expressed a reluctance to assert oversight. There were several reasons for that. Part of it was staffing shortfalls in the OSD office. But there's a general lack of enthusiasm about the program in the wake of the A76 moratorium, which I don't know how long that'll last.
So in other words, it's why do I need to do this? Because A76, I don't have to do these A76 studies. I don't have to do that. So why do this other part?
Absolutely, we've lost the stick. The DoD, we're concerned about this situation because DoD officials are skeptical that the HPOs will follow through and meet their commitments to save money and make efficiency gains. And despite this, again, given the moratorium, they really don't plan much oversight to evaluate the pilot.
And the reason I was particularly interested in this report was because I think as you bring folks in, there are a lot of lessons that you can learn. Everyone's looking to be very efficient, and money is tight and going to get tighter, I think. So how do you become as efficient as possible, whether that's improving in demonstrating better results or in saving money, whatever the net result is, a lot of the lessons that come from these high-performing organizations seem very relevant to today.
Couldn't agree more, but they're going to need good information in order to be able to figure that out. And the efforts that have made thus far just haven't been sufficient.
What kind of data should they have? What kind of data, and is this data, I mean, I know one of the challenges for some folks out there is it sometimes feels like it's just data for data's sake, rather than actually tying in to helping do the job better. Is there a way that you can get that data that actually also, in addition to providing demonstration of whether the high performing organization is working, also tells you whether how you're doing?
Yeah, that's going to be tricky, Chris. I mean, the organizations that are included in this initiative are very different from one another.
Yeah.
It includes aircraft maintainers and a print shop and facility managers and human resources, even accountants. And I think that's part of the difficulty, because in providing guidance about what kind of information to get, they're all so different that it's hard to set anything that's consistent would apply to everyone.
So it's hard to say that these are the data sets that you need, but those organizations likely know what kind of data sets they need.
Even though it's difficult, I still think it'd be worth plowing through. Now, DoD officials did say to us in their response that their past experience with reengineering efforts in the absence of the threat of a public-private competition really don't save a lot of money. But they didn't provide us much detail on why they reached those conclusions. So again, our concern is you've got these 9 organizations out there. They have hundreds of people working in them, but the program overall is in this sort of limbo.
Yeah. So what do you guys do moving forward? Do you continue to monitor this, or does it it sits in limbo?
Yeah. To reflect, our recommendation is that DoD make an effort to gather reliable data and then use that to assess the HPO initiative. And when we make those recommendations, we follow up on them at least annually, perhaps more. We'll also be discussing and have been discussing this report with the folks on the Hill to see if this is satisfactory to them. So there's different ways that this could be affected in the long run. But again, I think it's tied up. I think it's fair to say it's tied up with the whole outsourcing, insourcing business and how that plays out.
But it also seems like in the era of dashboards seemingly everywhere, that I mean, a lot of the what you're telling is something that agencies are facing across the board. You need good data to make decisions and also to assess performance.
We were very frustrated in our ability to assess how the organizations were doing, again, because many of the reports omitted information, and what was there really didn't withstand a lot of scrutiny. So absolutely, it is a similar problem that other organizations face, but again, we think it'd be worthwhile. I don't think these 9 organizations should be left out there in limbo. I think at some point we need to make a decision about whether this is going to continue. They're not taking new HPOs in and new organizations into the program now, and so the future is very fuzzy.
Anything else I didn't ask you about that I should have?
Well, you know, I think another reason why I've hinted at it, but another reason why we should take a look at this is impacting real people out there. My team visited most of these high-performing organizations. There's hundreds of employees, and many of them told us that they were feeling overworked or due to the vacancies or the staff turnover. And until you really assess this, those hundreds of people are going to be left out there, and DOD won't know whether the initiative's really been worth the effort, and the employees in the HPOs will be left to wonder whether gaining that HPO designation and all the hard work is really going to mean anything in the end.